Hey guys, welcome back. You know, saving selections is a lifesaver in Photoshop. It's a real true lifesaver. Let me go ahead and give an example. I'm going to come in here and select the lasso tool and just draw a selection around this lemon, just like this, okay? Just around and up and down, around the corner. There we go. And go ahead and connect the selection there. I'm going to come up here to Image Adjustments and actually come down here to Hue and Saturation and just modify just that lemon. There we go. I'm going to go ahead and desaturate it a little bit and go ahead and click OK. Next, I'm going to draw a selection around this apple, just like this. I'm going to just come right down here, around and over here, and up and around the stem here, and back and down, and there we go. I'm going to come right up here to Image Adjustments, come down here to Hue and Saturation, and I'm actually going to change the color of the apple. I'm going to go ahead and make it green, just like that. Maybe I'll go down here and make it a purple apple. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. So let's say I want to go back and modify that lemon. Well, I would actually have to come over here, select the lasso tool, and reselect the lemon again. But you know what? If I saved the selection around the lemon, I wouldn't have to reselect again. I could actually just go ahead and reload the selection around the image, besides drawing the selection all over again. And to do this, let me show you. Let's go ahead and undo this. Boom, boom, boom. There we go. I'm going to click outside of the selection. I have the lasso tool. I'm going to draw a selection around the lemon just like this. Just like this. I've done better jobs, I think. But anyways, I'm going to draw and come around just like this. There we go. I'm going to come up here to select, and all the way at the very bottom of the select menu, we find Save Selection. I'm going to click Save Selection. A little dialog will come up here, and we can actually give it a name. I'm going to put in Lemon. Just like that. And I'm going to go ahead and click OK. Now, you're probably wondering, well, where did that selection go? Well, it's easily over here in the Channels palette. Look, it's right here. And it's actually a channel. So we can use channels to save selections. Let me show you why this is useful and how this is useful. I'm going to go ahead and up here to select, down here to deselect. I'm going to select the lasso tool and I go over here and draw a selection around the apple. Just like this. Around and down and up and down and up and down the cone, around the stem. Whoa. And come down here and there we go. I'm going to go ahead and go up here to select, down here to save selection. And now I will save the selection around the apple. I'm going to put in apple. There we go. I'm going to come up here and click OK. Look at that. Now I have an apple channel over here. So let's say I wanted to quickly load the selection around the lemon. All I have to do is just hold down the command key on the Mac, and that's the control key on the PC, and click on the channel with the lemon. Boom. And now the lemon is selected. What if I wanted to select the apple? I can come down here and click on the apple channel. As long as I have the command key down, I can go boom. So I can go back and forth. I can select the lemon. I can select the apple. I can select the lemon, come up here to Image Adjustments, come down here to Hue and Saturation and add an adjustment layer. Here we go. I can go ahead and desaturate the lemon. Come over here and click OK. Go ahead and command click the apple channel. Come up here to Image, down here to Adjustments, over here to Hue and Saturation and actually change the color of the apple. Click OK and I can easily go back to the lemon. It's so fast. This is really cool. So this is some ways that we can save selections, okay? I'm going to go ahead and undo that. But there you go. And that's a really good time saver, okay? Now, these selections or these channels will never go away. So if I'm totally working on a different image, if I'm here changing something, I can select this, looks like a part of an orange down here. I can come up here and select the lasso tool, draw a selection around the orange. You know what? But you know what? It doesn't matter. I can always come back to those selections by coming over to the keyboard, holding down the command key on the PC, that's the control key, and coming over to the channels palette and actually clicking on those channels. Come over here and click on the lemon channel, loading that as a selection. Or come over here and click on the channel app or the apple. You know what? I can actually load both. I can load both the apple and the lemon channel together, okay? And load both of those as a selection by holding down Command Shift on the PC, that is Control Shift, and then clicking on the apple. And then after I click on the apple, while those keys are still held down, I will click on lemon. So look at that. Now they're both selected. So I can actually subtract one selection from the other by holding down the Command key and then holding down the Option key. Now this would be Control-Alt on the PC, okay? Hold that down and actually remove the selection from the lemon. There you go. And then we can only keep the apple. So these are just some really helpful techniques when you're modifying, you know, you're retouching images, you're changing color, you know, you're masking. You can always save the selections and go right back to them anytime. Okay, so there you go. Have fun with that. We'll see you later.